With its intimidating yellow-eyed stare and deep hooting voice, the great horned owl is the quintessential owl of storybooks. In fact, one of my daughter's favorite picture books was Jane Yolen's timeless story, Owl Moon, featuring a great horned owl with cat-like eyes and tall, ear-like tufts. Great horned owls are the most common owl of the Americas, and are easily recognizable because of those feather tufts on its head. Resembling horns, these plumicorns aren't ears, like children often think when seeing these owls illustrated in books. Instead, plumicorns help break up the owl's smooth silhouette, increasing its camouflaging ability. Equally at home in deserts, wetlands, forests, grasslands, backyards, cities, and almost any other semi-open habitat, these owls are big. In our listening area, they are second only to the snowy owl in size. They have a wingspan of 5 feet from tip to tip. Their size is a huge advantage, and it makes them stunning and efficient hunters. Sitting, waiting, and watching is the great horned owl's preferred method. From a high perch, the great horned owl will perform an aerial attack, swiftly swooping down on passing prey and silently seizing its meal with some of the toughest talons. A great horned owl's talons can be the same length as a human hand, but unlike you and me, an owl's grip can be instantly deadly. A great horned owl's talons can clench down 10 times harder than even the strongest Olympian. On my best day, I might have a grip strength of about 20 pounds per square inch. A great horned owl, though, it squeezes its prey to death by exerting upwards of 400 psi. Modern birds don't have teeth to chew with, so after owls use their incredible grip to suffocate a meal, they often eat it whole. Then, they later regurgitate so-called owl pellets of indigestible material like bone and fur. Then, they later regurgitate so-called owl pellets of indigestible material like bones and fur. This powerful predator can take down birds and mammals even larger than itself, like skunks and porcupines, but it also dines on daintier fare such as snakes, mice, and frogs. Its aggressive and stealthy hunting style earned the great horned owl the nickname the Tiger of the Sky. I've also heard it referred to in stories as the big-eared owl for its plumicorns. Sometimes it's the cat owl for its feline-esque eyes, and other times the hoot owl. The call of the great horned owl is a classic sound of the wild and can be heard from miles away. Many people believe that an owl can turn its head all the way around, but that's not true. Owls have 14 neck vertebrae, unlike humans and most other mammals that have only 7. These additional vertebrae allow owls to move their head 270 degrees left to right. It's a good thing they have this range of motion, because their eyes cannot move within their sockets. Owls must turn their heads in order to look at something. Another interesting adaptation owls have is an acute sense of hearing. Their plumicorns cover large ears located behind special facial disc feathers. These feathers allow the owl to hear even the smallest sound. They can hear the squeak of a mouse on ground level even if they're up on top of a 90-story building. There aren't many birds or mammals that prey on the great horned owl, but it does have its threats. Like most species, humans play a role in threatening their populations. Insecticides and pesticides can reduce their natural food supply, and loss of habitat through urban sprawl decreases owl nesting and hunting territories. You can help by limiting the use of your lawn toxins and by supporting expansion of green spaces throughout our state. This way, we'll ensure they stay in both our storybooks and in our region. You can learn more about great horned owls by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.